when the ban was overturned. How did you respond to that? Was that surprising?
You see, I'll speak for my mother here too, who was involved in that in an arrest out at the fracking site. She totally felt like she had been disenfranchised by the Texas legislature. Mm-hmm. And I think that that reflected what was being said at council meeting by a majority of the people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was not a big surprise. It seemed perfectly in keeping with what the Texas legislature had done to any number of environmental initiatives that were going on in the city of Austin at the time. As soon as City of Austin would do something that looked at all anti-business, the Texas legislature would step in and do something about it. And that goes to things like banning plastic, one-use plastic bags and mm-hmm. things like that. They've always been very quick to step in and tell cities that they really do not have the home rule that they're supposed to have.
Right.
So refresh me, where was I going with this? What was the question?
Whether or not you were surprised.
Oh, I was surprised, yeah. So no, I was not in any way surprised. So my main reaction was what can we do to push back against the legislature? What avenues have they failed to remove from us as far as local control goes?
Mm-hmm.
So immediately I started looking into, or a large group of people started looking into, the legislature basically say that the city's control starts at the ground air interface, the ground and above.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certainly a lot of tactics that you could take. If you can't control what's happening under the ground, what's happening over the ground. As far as access of trucks, regulation of noise, all that kind of thing.